And from our New York studios, where we're having technical problems, Jackie Reed on the phone. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Jay. How you guys doing?
Good, Jackie.
And Tyler.
And Tyler is there, too. Good morning, Tyler Perry.
Good morning, honey. How you doing?
All right, so listen, you guys. Melissa Cooper is $15,000 richer after she caught her fiancé cheating. Get this. Ms. Cooper sued her fiancé for fraud and breach of promise because she says he promised to marry her. Now, the groom says he did give Melissa a ring, but says he never asked or said the words, "Will you marry me?" Mm. Here's the thing. Melissa quit her job to raise a couple child on the promise that he was going to marry her. Mm. When she caught him cheating, she ended the 10-year relationship. Yeah. I am going inside her story with Melissa Cooper's attorney, Mr. Jason Smith, who is with the Southern Piedmont Law Firm. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What grounds did Melissa sue since she was the one who ended the relationship?
Well, originally she had sued to establish paternity. Obviously, the parties weren't married, and they had a child out of wedlock, and so she wanted to establish paternity, obtain child support. But then after a 10-year relationship in which she contributed a lot to the relationship, even financially, she did not want to walk away from that empty-handed. And so we had to find a creative way to make out a cause of action in the state of Georgia. And so we decided to sue for breach of contract to marry and fraud.
Now, her ex-fiancé said in court that their relationship was like that. He used a word that compared it to a relationship between a prostitute and a John.
He didn't call a hoe, did he?
Was that what put the final nail in the coffin of this case, in your opinion?
No, I don't think that. I think the final nail in the coffin is when he decided to leave her high and dry after 10 years of a relationship and her contributing to the relationship emotionally and financially.
You done started something with this now. Everybody finna be calling you. Everybody finna be calling you to sue every man that never said no. Y'all don't open up a damn can of worms. I'm sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
Wait a minute, Jason. Let me ask you this. That's all right, Medea. Okay, so if someone wants to sue somebody for breaking a promise of marriage, for example, Jason, if a husband leaves a wife for another woman after the wife put her career on hold to become a homemaker and a mother, could you win that case as an attorney? Would you feel confident going into court with that case?
Hell yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Call me. I'm in Noonan, Georgia.
He's in Noonan. Oh, he's finna get his phone up. Oh, hell no. I can see the commercial now. Has your man left you? Call me. I can win all the damn money.
Love for Tyler to be on the commercial if he would consider that.
No, you want Medea on the commercial.
Yes, you want Medea. Cut me in on it, Jason. Both. Cut me in on it. Here. Cut me in. We'll be
here doing the commercial for you.
Right. But Jason, let me ask you, though, because in researching this, I did see situations where brides would file lawsuits against, you know, grooms for canceling the marriage or the wedding. But it's interesting, since Melissa was the one who made this decision. I mean, is that common?
Well, I don't know so much that Melissa made the decision, as did Mr. Kelly when he decided to carry on an affair. And it was Mr. Kelly that eventually told Melissa, get out of my house. And the mistake that Melissa made, if you will, is that she was in this 10-year relationship, but when the house was purchased, she didn't insist on being on the deed. Cars were purchased, she didn't insist on being on the title, things of that nature. And I would counsel women in that situation, if he is really going to marry you, tell him, marry me and marry me now, or at least be on the deed, at least be on the title, at least be on the lease, so that this man cannot leave you high and dry.
Is this considered a common law?
Well, unfortunately, Georgia abrogated, abolished common law marriage in 1999 and created this gap, if you will, in the law.
Now, do you
think...
Well,
you find a way to work the hell out of that gap.
You're working the hell out of that gap, Jason.
You did that, sir.
But it was a rocky relationship, Jason, over the 10 years that they were together. Do you think that they'll get back together?
I believe on some level, Ms. Cooper still cares for Mr. Kelly. And of course, I think Mr. Kelly now is engaged to another individual. So I would counsel that individual to get married fast, or be on the deed.
I see you coming up for damn
show. Oh, Lord, here comes Jason Smith. Oh, Jason.
Did Melissa give the ring back, Jason? Did she give the ring back?
No, she didn't give the ring back. She kept the ring.
You the man.
Have you ever dealt with a case like this before, Jason?
No, this is really somewhat of a case of first impression. It hasn't come up in a long, long time in Georgia, and it was sort of a creative way, if you will, to get around Georgia's abrogation of common law marriage. And I really wish the Georgia legislature would just reenact common law marriage, make it simpler for family lawyers and for family law judges to be able to...
How long is common law? How long do you have to stay together for common law with the way it was before?
He wants to know for personal reasons.
Yes, I believe
in Georgia, it's been a long time, but I believe that it was either 4 or 7 years. I can't say exactly because it hasn't been a part of our law for more than a decade.
Well, for our listeners, Jason, what other states are you licensed to practice in?
Right, yeah, Jason.
Just Georgia right now.
Ew.
So Noonan, Georgia, but I'm always willing to ad hoc into other states.
So if a man cheats, if you're engaged to or married to a man,
Jackie,
cheats,
you are really all over this story.
I'm putting the information out there for the women that might want to know.
Let the woman speak.
So if a man cheats and he's engaged or in a marriage, a woman has grounds to sue depending on her situation within that relationship.
Yes, I think it really comes down to what did you contribute to the relationship financially. And I think that's really the linchpin of the case.
Would you advise for women to keep a record of what they contribute?
Oh, absolutely. Hey. Keep a very detailed record. If the guy's not going to marry you, you better watch out for him.
It's her time up yet.
Just be prepared no matter what, because I always say, until you actually get married, don't act like a wife.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Say, until you actually get married, and even then, you
that
still have a case.
That sounds like some idea knowledge.
It's personal, Jackie. Pull up.
That sounds like a lonely Christmas. That's what the hell that sounds like.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna play the emotions for Jackie.
Jason, thank you so much. Tell us your work phone number again.
Yes, it is 678-423-3177.
3177, Jason?
Yes.
423-3177. Every code 678.
Yes,
every woman in Atlanta is about to call you right now, Jason.
Jingle.
I'm going to tweet that number, Jason, so we can get it right.
Jingle.
God bless you, Jason Smith.
I love it.
Smith.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Get ready, ladies. Get ready.
Yeah.
Make them pay, y'all. Make them pay.
50,000 dollars.